From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain will get a female leader. Home Secretary Theresa May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom have been chosen to compete for the Prime Minister's position. On a second ballot Thursday, Conservative members of Parliament will cast 199 votes for May, 84 for Leadsom, and 46 for Justice Secretary Michael Gove. Gove, therefore, was eliminated, and the two women now have a chance to become the country's next prime minister. The chief of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is defending his decision not to pursue a criminal case against Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified national security information while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey told a House of Representatives panel Thursday that after a year-long probe, investigators decided there was no evidence that either Clinton or her aides intended to break U.S. laws.
And so when I look at the facts we gathered here, as I said, I see evidence of great carelessness, but I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law.
The investigators found 113 classified documents in the more than 30,000 Clinton emails they reviewed from her tenure as the country's top diplomat. Concerning Thursday's attack near a mosque in Bangladesh, the country's information minister says the government is not ruling out the possibility of a link between homegrown militant groups and transnational terrorist outfits. So far, top Bangladeshi officials have dismissed the possibility of claims by the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda for a surge in militant violence. This is VOA News. Australia's current government is holding on to a razor-thin lead as votes are counted in a surprisingly close parliamentary election. An analysis by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation says Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's Liberal National Coalition is on track to win 73 seats in the House of Representatives, three seats shy of the total needed to form a majority government. Turnbull narrowed the margin Thursday after traveling to Brisbane and securing a pledge from independent lawmaker Bob Catter to support the coalition. The United States will give Ukraine nearly $23 million in humanitarian assistance to help it deal with the crisis in the eastern part of the country. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the new aid package Thursday in Kiev, where he met with top officials to discuss Ukraine's reforms and the fragile ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. A black man was fatally shot Wednesday night by a police officer during a traffic stop in the midwestern city of Falcon Heights, Minnesota. The shooting has prompted Governor Mark Dayton to call for an independent federal investigation. The dead man is identified as 32-year-old Philando Castile of St. Paul. He was a school cafeteria supervisor. The officer involved in the shooting has been put on administrative leave. That shooting comes just a day after police shot and killed 37-year-old Alton Sterling in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Officers responding to a call about an armed man pinned Sterling to the ground. The Obama administration has tentatively approved eight airlines to start nonstop flights from the United States to Havana, Cuba, advancing President Barack Obama's effort to reengage the island country. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox said the decision would not be final until after a 30-day public comment period. Eight U.S. airlines, Alaska, American, Delta, Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest, Spirit, and United, all hope to begin a total of 20 round-trip daily flights to Havana later this year. Newly announced U.S. sanctions on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for human rights violations are not expected to have any immediate impact, but advocates say the new measures will increase pressure on the state and continue to isolate its leadership. South Korea Thursday expressed solidarity with U.S. decision to blacklist the North Korean leader, along with 22 other entities and individuals, for their role in serious human rights violations, hunting down defectors, or censorship in North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power said in a statement, these efforts send a clear message not just to the senior leaders, but also to prison camp managers, guards, censors, secret police, interrogators, and persecutors of defectors. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.